murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse. I am Nolte D.
And I am Danny. And you can very much tell who chose this topic today.
No, like, obviously you guys will battle to figure out, like, who chose the topic.
Oh, I think it's pretty obvious. Oh my goodness, let me explain what we are doing today. The world is full of conspiracy theories.
As usual.
And so today we're going to take you on a journey through history as we connect the dots and try to piece together some of the wildest and craziest theories surrounding famous events and people in history. Now, how this will work is I'll explain the theory and then Nolina and I will each rate the theory on believability out of 5.
Okay.
Right. So, number 15.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. We have not done this assassination on the
show. No, I actually realized. Was thinking we have to do it.
And you know what? Come back next week. We will be doing Martin Luther King's assassination.
I wanted to choose it for my week. I even said when I was watching the video. Fine, take it. I'll choose more conspiracy theories.
I don't mind the conspiracy theories. Fine. Okay. Just come back next week. Martin Luther King was shot and killed in Memphis, Tennessee. He was the civil rights leader and he has been the subject of many conspiracy theories. His alleged assassin, James Earl Ray, recanted his confession soon after his conviction. In addition, evidence of illegal surveillance on King by the government, including the FBI and local police department, have led to many to conclude that King was killed for political reasons. A number of people are concerned that the FBI or someone connected to the FBI had a hand in King's death, but there was never any proof. One of the other potential culprits included Southern white supremacy groups. I will give this a 4 out of 5. And the reason being is because we have dealt with so many assassinations where it was during this time, the 60s, where so much political angst was happening.
Yeah.
And like with John Lennon, JFK, I wouldn't be surprised if he was also killed.
Yeah.
Killed off. You get what I'm saying?
Can I, government. Can I like give it 100 out of 5?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it. Although, 100. I say it's the FBI and the CIA took this man out. Secret Service.
I think for me to know it better, I'd have to do research. So when we do a show on it, then
yeah.
I think I'll understand the case better and if I believe it more or less then. But as for now, I'm 4 out of 5.
I'm coming with the same mindset next week.
Number 14, Nikola Tesla's death ray. So, the genius inventor ahead of his time, in many ways, Nikola Tesla developed many ideas that would pave the way to the 20th and 21st centuries. If you don't know where Tesla is, are you living under a rock? However, one of the most elusive inventions was the particle beam weapon, which the press called a death ray. Tesla claimed it would draw power from the ionosphere and had a range of 200 miles and theorized that it could take out a military aircraft 250 miles away. However, the device remained mysterious and unseen upon his death in 1943. Many of Tesla's papers and research were taken by the federal government, leading some to suggest that the US or various European governments may have gotten their hands on the plans for this weapon, and many of the journal and documents stolen on the night of his death have never been found. Now, I'm going to give this a 2 for believability, and I'm going to tell you why. In the 60s, something similar happened, and this was the idea that Ronald Reagan had a device which they called Operation Star Wars, which was believed that if the USSR fired a nuclear weapon on America, America had the means to actually deflect the weapon, but then could fire back on Russia, and they would then be screwed.
Yeah.
It never existed. It's actually said Ronald Reagan won the Cold War with a weapon that didn't exist. And so I also feel like this is something we're just getting out of the World War II. We're going into the Cold War. This is something that could drive fear into enemies. Oh, look, no one knows where his plans are. We could have them. So you see, I also feel like, I really feel like we would have seen. I do not dispute, though, because the plans and stuff were missing, I do think his inventions and his theories are probably used in government things nowadays. But a death ray? No.
I was going to say I don't believe it, but after that, I believe it. You know what?
So wait, you're just going to fight me because I don't believe it.
I don't understand why, like, we're getting unnecessary. Because...
Rate it out of five.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Yes.
Go with your 4.
And I'm going to say that this guy was a genius. Who is to say that he did not actually invent something like this? And who is to say they have not used it? Because we wouldn't know. If it's shooting at planes 250 miles in the air, how are we going to know that that was the death ray that shot that plane down? So,
okay, no, Lena.
I believe it.
Number 13, John Dillinger's supposed death. Now, we have done John Dillinger, so if you haven't listened to that show.
We did.
You picked the topic.
I did.
It was the bank robber in the 1920s.
Sure.
I am disgusted right now.
I will go back and listen to that show.
Please go back and listen to your own show. But anyway, notorious gangster in the early 20th century, Don Dillinger was decreed public enemy number one. However, some say he was not killed by the FBI outside the theater.
Oh, I remember.
Claimed, according to the autopsy, Dillinger's corpse differed from his appearance. However, he had a plastic surgery to hide. But one of the features was that his eyes were blue, but the dead man's eyes were brown.
I believe this one. I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Yes, D.
Just because I feel like with someone so high profile, wouldn't...
No, we unless, wouldn't, because people hide in plain sight.
Maybe they accidentally killed someone else.
Yes. Then they were trying to cover it up, yes.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give it 5 as well. Yeah. This one. Okay. Oh, no. This one we're going to fight. Queen Elizabeth I's gender. Now, if you've been a faithful listener to this show.
So, the queen as well. I've always doubted.
No. We are not talking about the current queen. We are talking about Queen Elizabeth I.
Is she not Queen Elizabeth?
She's Queen Elizabeth II.
It's fine. So, no! I've always, doubted, this lady, I doubt everything about her.
Okay, anyway,
I doubt her age.
Queen
I doubt
Elizabeth
her gender.
Of
I doubt everything.
Was highly regarded both in her time and in hindsight as an excellent ruler. The conspiracy theory was that she was actually replaced by a man some point in her life because they didn't believe that someone could be such a great ruler and a woman. Yeah. One story suggests that the real Elizabeth died while in a village called Busselly, if I said that wrong, I apologize, and was replaced by a young boy to avoid the wrath of King Henry VIII, who was the Henry who killed most of his wives. So, I mean, I would also not want to get into his on his blacklist. Support for this theory is that she was known as the Virgin Queen. Her use of wigs and her habit of wearing tall ruffs. Now, I had to Google what a tall ruff was.
That neck thing.
It looks like a fan that goes around your neck. Which people said was hiding her Adam's apple. And
she did look weird.
But can I ask, if we're replacing to keep secrets, why not just find another girl?
Maybe that.
Why a boy?
Because
but that's just so much more effort.
It is, but also they were probably thinking if we find another girl, she's not from the royalty bloodline, she won't be able to rule. But a guy will be able to rule, because they were sexist in those days.
That is true. But do you understand? Still,
I'm going to give this one a 500 out of 5.
I give it a 1 out of 5. I don't believe it.
Jeez! Danny, have you seen pictures of her? Him?
Yes!
And?
People looked weird in those days. Have you seen a picture of Marie Antoinette? Have you seen a picture of King Louis the 14th, 15th, or 16th?
You know what?
I'm going to show you some of them. They're very strange. I'm studying
and the Queen. I've noticed with the Queen.
Anyway, moving on. Number 11. Now, I love this one. Lewis Carroll and Jack the Ripper. Now, again, if you've been a faithful listener to the show, you know that Jack the Ripper owns a tiny piece of my heart.
Yeah.
And Jack the Ripper is one of history's most famous serial killers, in part because his identity was never discovered. right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Ripper has a string of possible suspects. I mean, we discussed it in detail. We even chose our favorite theories in our show. Again, if we've done it, go listen if you haven't listened. But one of the possible suspects is Lewis Carroll, if you didn't know, is the author of Alice in Wonderland. Imagine, child author by day, serial killer. I love it. It's 10 out of 5, 100 out of 5. This what? Theory is mine.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to give it like a 0 out of 5. Because if I'm going to say this theory is true, then I have to discount the murder mansion and Jack the Ripper being the same person, which I don't want to do that. I mean, it's more epic to have killed... Okay. It's not epic to kill, but
okay,
bear
but
with
we're
me.
Not talking
it's
about
more
that.
Epic to have no. But if I say this is a 5 out of 5, then I have to say he wasn't the Murder Mansion man, and I believe he was the Murder Mansion man, and nobody cares about
the
stupid
Holmes,
guy
by
the
way,
who
if
wrote
you don't know
Alice
who the
in
Murder Mansion man.
Oh, HHO.
You've nobody also done cares a show on him if you haven't
about this guy who wrote Alice in Wonderland. I've never read the book. Have I ever even watched the movie? Like nobody cares.
Okay, well I lie. Okay, fine. I'll give it a 4 then. But apparently
no, give it your 5.
He was abused, which suggests that he had a psychotic break, which meant when he became a killer. And apparently there are also anagrams in some of his writings as confessions to the Ripper crimes.
Mm-mm.
The next one, number 10. Emperor Nero burnt down Rome. Guys, I didn't know Rome burnt down, but apparently Rome burnt down.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Oh, that's London Bridge. Oh, no, yeah, I didn't know that.
It's 64 AD, back in the day, you know, mm-hmm. Back then, Rome burned down, guys. If you didn't know, now you know. So, people believe that it was arson. But some believe, because obviously now the culprit is up for debate, some believe that it was the emperor at the time, Nero. Now, motives have ranged from wanting to put up new palaces to just wanting to watch it all burn while he sang and danced. Legend says that as Rome burned, Nero sat on his balcony singing the fall of Troy with the city suffering as his backdrop, and he then laid blame on the Christians who were then persecuted. I love it. I mean, a 4.
A 4?
Mm. No, a 5. And you know why?
What because, does it take no, to but, get a 5 out of no, you? Because you've been giving everything a 4.
Okay, I'll do a 5. And the reason being is, I am a sucker for a good villain. If there's a quote in a book that says, every good story needs a villain, but the best villains are the ones you secretly like. So I'm a sucker for villains. Most of the times I'm rooting for villains in the books. But anyway, so you have this man being so psychotic that he's burning down his own city to be singing and dancing. I can't.
I like it as well. I was going to fight her, but I like it as well. And I also know that Nero wasn't like the best guy.
No,
so.
I believe it. Right down.
Yeah, I believe it.
Okay, number 9, the lost cosmonauts. So many know that the first man in space was Yuri Gagarin.
I didn't know that. Don't say I didn't know.
Okay, most people know. And the theory was that he was not the first human, he was just the first human to survive. There are rumors of lost cosmonauts that had been sent into space. And allegedly the Soviet Union launched at least 2 unsuccessful manned space flights before Yuri. However, information on these flights had been concealed because of the Cold War. Apparently, things have been released and there's no actual evidence. But when it comes to the Soviet Union, well, there's still a lot we don't know. And because of that, I am more inclined to believe it. Because I know the Soviet Union was so secretive, I wouldn't be surprised if they sent people into space and the people died. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they're not lost, they just did.
Well, they would have been lost for a little bit.
Oh, gosh, this theory, 0.
I'll give it a 3. Yeah. Okay, number 8. Water fluoridation for mass mind control.
So, I don't like this one.
No, I didn't like this one either. Now, apparently fluoride, obviously, as you know, is good for your teeth. It makes it strong. It makes it brighter. But apparently, in an excess amount, it can cause depression and weight gain. Or it can trigger it.
Hectic.
Okay. So apparently, that in 1954, a chemist named Charles Elliot Perkins declared that anyone who drinks fluoride in excess for about a year will never be the same physically or mentally. And an excess of fluoride can cause fluorosis, which is basically the eating away of your enamels. Now imagine what happened if what it's doing to the rest of your body.
Yeah.
Apparently, during World War II, the Nazis used it to force people in the concentration camps into submission. And apparently, it was also used to try convince people to join the communist cause in America in the 50s. I don't know. Because here's my thing. If they were doing it, and let's say it did trigger depression and weight loss and weight gain, right? In the 50s, surely the whole of America would have been a depressed mess. Because everyone's drinking water. Everyone's drinking the same water. So my thing is, surely if it's in the water system, it's affecting everyone. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they put it in bottled water, because then only specific people buy specific brands. Like, I know which brands of water I like. This is the water system.
The fact that you said brands of water is very weird.
Don't you drink different?
No, I do, but it's weird that we live in a world that has branded water when water is a natural resource. That is crazy.
The worst water taste is Nestle. It tastes like chemicals. Just saying.
But that's because you don't eat the stuff that you used to eat from Nestle anymore.
If you don't know, we did a show on Nestle, and I said I would never touch a product again, and I haven't. And it's been... That was December. December, Jan, Feb, March, April, May. 6 months.
I'm proud of you.
I know.
I had a Kit Kat.
And then I'll go till I die. I promise you. I'm determined. Okay, number 9. 7. Hitler lived out his rest of his life in Argentina.
123%.
Now, we have also done a show on this, so go back and listen. So, obviously, if you don't know, Hitler, when the war was ending, he was like, shoot myself, shoot my wife in the bunker because we're losing. But some people say he didn't. He escaped to Argentina. He married. Well, he was already married and he had 2 kids. Now, I think you suggested this topic.
Yes, I did.
When you suggested it, I was like, oh, hell no. But then I did the research. And I was like,
This man didn't die in that bunker. He did not die.
Still alive. So I'm going to give it a 5 because just the way they explain the secret tunnels under Germany, I was like, oh, this man is
sick. I also give it a 5.
Okay, number 6. World leaders are lizard people.
Can I please tell you one of the world leaders they showed was the Queen? Carry on.
You know what? So apparently, I'm not even going to comment on that. There are these reptilians that are feeding off humanity and have turned us into a slave race. And they're responsible for like 9/11 attacks and the Holocaust. Apparently, they use these things to create fear and control us. And they're these shape-shifting reptilian beings.
Yes.
And they possess the human leaders.
100%.
0 out of 5.
What?
I agree that I do feel the world leaders try to control us. 100% with these.
I'm in shock.
I know that, but they are not an alien race.
I'm in shock.
Why are the aliens?
In the video, let me just tell you what she neglects to add, is that there's been testimonies of people who have seen world leaders turn into this reptilian thing and then turn back into...
Okay, listen. A whole crowd is standing there and only you see the world leader turn into a reptile.
Because the rest are... You know the world is deceived.
No.
So, there've been many people that have seen this happen, and I believe it's possible and it's true.
Okay.
Demonic things that could take place, and I feel there is demonic influence in all of these world leaders, and I wouldn't be surprised if demons are living in them, and I wouldn't be surprised if they could shape shift.
I disagree with that, but a whole lizard.
Maybe that's what the demons that are possessing them look like. Okay. I believe it.
So
I'm giving it a 20 out of 5.
Okay. Okay, number 5, Malaysia Flight 370 landed in Diego Garcia. So if you remember in 2014, the Malaysian Airlines flight disappeared without a trace with all its crew and passengers. One theory claims that the plane was headed towards U.S. military base on Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean when it was shot down by U.S. forces because they thought the plane was attempting an attack. The FBI has disputed allegations. I believe this.
Yeah.
The reason why? A plane does not disappear off the face of the planet. Where's the wreckage?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They scoured the ocean.
Yeah.
You're telling me that there's no trace? We know where the Titanic sank.
Yeah.
You're telling me we can't find the plane?
I believe it too. I believe they got rid of all of that and all the passengers and everything.
Yeah, five out of five.
And that's what it is. Five out of five.
Okay. Next. Global warming is a hoax. So this is a very popular theory at the moment. And obviously there are scientists like Al Gore who have presented proof and evidence that global warming exists, but many say it's a hoax created by the governments to keep the public in the state of worry, panic, and making them easier to control. I also believe this one.
Five out of five.
And the reason is, I remember my aunt speaking, she is our pastor as well. She's saying, for example, why are there always aliens in movies?
Yeah.
So that when the rapture happens...
Yeah.
People just think, oh no, aliens have taken the people.
Oh, wow. Really?
And I do think this is a
and not lizard people.
Yeah, but the aliens aren't real. It's what the world will tell the world where the Christians have gone. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the lizard people can exist also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I give this one a 5 out of 5. I don't believe in global warming. Okay, number 3. Shakespeare didn't write his plays. So this one says that the greatest writer in the English language, which
who
is
who called him the greatest writer,
there's some nice ones, but really...
Which ones are nice?
The only one I actually liked is Romeo and Juliet.
They both die.
Yeah, but it's like Gatsby. It's tragic love story. I love those, but anyway.
Oh, gosh, Danny. But your husband, what must we say to him?
He expected to die.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no, I'm so bad. Okay. So, many say that it was just a pen name for different writers. One theory believes it's an Oxford man named, well, he was the Earl of Oxford named Edward de Vere. People say that with his middle-class background, it actually doesn't match up to the level of literature and writing that Shakespeare was doing. Apparently, also in many cases, his name is spelt differently. And he's also apparently his will was mundane. I don't know what that has to do with it.
But well, I guess if he was this big writer, his will would be filled with like...
No, but here's my thing, right? Let's say it was Edward de Vere.
Mm.
Why wouldn't I want my name to be known as the greatest writer in the English language? I don't really... I'm using quotation marks because Shakespeare's dead.
Maybe you're just not that person. Maybe you're really talented, but you don't want that. You don't want that hype.
Okay, but like, then why as William Shakespeare would you... Would you think he was getting something out of it?
Probably.
I don't know. I'll give it a 3.
I don't know what to do with this one, honestly. I don't even honor rate it.
Oh my word, the worst play I ever read was Twelfth Night and Othello.
Othello is terrible.
And I had to see a play in person and it was a disaster. And I was just like,
with Desdemona and
Iago.
That play. Okay.
Oh, no. That play could have driven me off a cliff. You know, and Twelfth Night's even worse.
I've never seen that one.
Please do not. Don't even try. Number 2. We are nearly at the end. The advanced knowledge of the Pearl Harbor attack. So now, if you don't know what the Pearl Harbor attack was, this is when the Japanese attacked America and it resulted in America entering the war. So this theory says that F.D. Roosevelt knew of the planned Japanese attack in 1941, but decided not to act because he needed an excuse to get America into the Second World War. However, everyone who worked at the time said that they were simply not far enough to have read any of the Japanese naval messages for intelligence.
Lies. I believe it. America's always trying to find an excuse to go somewhere.
You know what?
And like, I'm tired of them.
And you know what? I also wouldn't be surprised if this is true. And I don't agree with them not knowing this naval intelligence. Yeah. World War II was groundbreaking for code breaking and things like that. There was a place called Bletchley Circle in... the UK, where they actually got women to code break. These people were hella smart.
Yeah.
I mean, I've learned how to do that code breaking in math. It doesn't take idiots.
Yeah.
I don't think that they weren't far enough to have not deciphered stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Just because I'm a history student and it kind of bugs me now to go against it, I will give a 4.
Sis, do you believe it or not? No, we want to...
I believe it to a certain extent.
No, do you believe it or not?
Anyway,
you have to give it a 1 or a 5.
Number one, we have the new world order.
Yes.
So this theory is that there is an attempt to implement a new world order using organized religion as a means of controlling the masses. At the core of the project is Bluebeam, which apparently is this establishment where this new age religion will be a thing with the most powerful people part of it. The goal is that of all these groups is to create this new world order where the government will basically rule the world and large groups of people can be held in check by a belief system given to them by a tiny elite which keeps the core and knowledge to themselves. This they allegedly will use mind control, social engineering, and fear based on propaganda to manipulate the population and oversee all important institutions and organize the world, such as the United Nations and the World Bank. 5 out of 5, 10 out of 5, 100 out of 5.
I believe. Thank you. And the 125%.
I don't think I've ever told you this. So one day I'm watching this. There's like this YouTube channel, and what they do is they ask random people in the street to come tell a secret, but you don't face the camera.
Oh, yes,
so people can't see your faces. And at the end, if you want to, you can turn around and be like, yeah. So like people can be like, oh, like stupid stuff or quite serious stuff. And if you don't want to turn around, you can just walk away. I kid you not. This woman walks up. I'm part of the new world order and I am an agent of its change. And she walked away, didn't turn around. I was like, suddenly, dead serious. I was like, because I do believe they are, so like, and it's not necessarily exactly the same,
yeah,
but like sleeper agents,
yeah,
in the Cold War where people were put into like America and then only activated when like the USSR needed something.
Yeah.
I do feel like there are people like that
everywhere, yeah.
That when they need them, they're activated.
I believe it.
100%.
Yeah.
I believe it. Okay.
Crazy.
So, to end of the show, we're each going to choose our top 3 theories. Okay,
three.
Now I need to look. Do you want 3 or 5? I don't
know. Three is fine. Can we go 3, 2, and then our favorite?
Okay.
Should I start?
Yeah, go and then I'll go.
My number 3 is Queen Elizabeth's gender.
Obviously.
I believe it so much, I can't even breathe. And my number 2 is the lizard people.
Obviously.
Because the queen was one of the world leaders they showed as one of the lizard people, which I do believe it. Because how old is this lady at this point?
Okay, next.
And then my number 1, as usual, as always, and will always be Hitler. Not dying in the bunker.
Okay, so I was going to do at number 3 was Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Then at number 2 was the missing flight.
Yeah.
Because I was obsessed with that back in 2014. I was like, I'm going to find this plane. Obviously, I didn't because I was only 13 years old. And then my number 1 is Emperor Nero burning down Rome.
I knew she was going to choose that one.
I love it.
I like my top 3 better.
Well, obviously, they're your top 3. Like, duh. Yeah, but we hope you enjoyed these conspiracy theories. Some of them I'd never heard of before. Some of them I was like, oh, damn, okay. There's thousands of more conspiracy theories out there. We didn't have time to do everything. But come back next week for Martin Luther King's assassination.
Yes.
Hopefully, then we will be able to see if this conspiracy is right or wrong. But until next time.
No mourners.
No funerals.
Active FM is everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Gab, and so much more.
See all the fun posts, get involved in the interesting discussions. Voice your opinions and get the updates by following us on social media.